Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά.
We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands, skies and waterways and pay our respects to all elders past and present. We pay our respects to the world's oldest continuing culture.
Hello everyone, my name is Pano Apostolou. You're listening a podcast from SBS Greek. They are everywhere in Greece, on the islands, in village squares, beneath ancient ruins, and along the streets of Athens. Stray cats have become part of the country's landscape and mythology. In her new documentary, Acropolis Cats and Other Wondrous Animals, award-winning Greek-Australian filmmaker Mary Zournazi uses these animals as a window into larger questions about kindness, survival, compassion, and what it means to be human, to be a human being. The film will have its world premiere at the Melbourne Documentary Film Festival in July and completes Mary's celebrated Greek trilogy. Mary Zournazi, thank you once more for joining SBS Greek to share with us your story about your new creation, your new film.
Thank you very much. I'm so happy to be here and share it with you.
How did this film begin, Mary? Was there a particular cat or a place or a certain moment in Athens that inspired the project? Because you spent a lot of time, especially in Athens, in the last many years, yeah?
Yes. You know, it's a really interesting question because I didn't ever think I was going to make a film about cats. Because, you know, I made the film Dogs of Democracy and I thought, okay, I've had enough of animals in a sense. But it was something that organically happened. I started to film cats and their people. And then I realised, in a way, there were some pressing questions that, you know, life in Greece has changed. Our world has changed. And it was a way of connecting with these beautiful creatures who are abandoned. And there were, over time, there were special cats. But generally speaking, it was just that I fell in love with the people in Greece and also the cats. And my camera just started to take its own life and I started to shoot. And then I thought, yeah, there's a story to be told here.
The cats, the stray cats, it's kind of mythological in their presence. We know their existence from the ancient times. We know their existence during the Ottoman period as well. I mean, it's well known, especially in the Ottoman Empire, cats were everywhere. You know, they're beloved by the Turks as well. I'm sure you know that. Did you go into a particular story in mind or did the cats lead you to the film?
In all my films, the story emerges through the relationship that I have with the animals and the people. So it was really, in my mind, I did want to tell a story about the stray cats and the people and their relationship to them. But then it just got bigger and bigger as I started to meet, you know, I would be told that there's stray cats on the island of Aeina. So I went to the island of Aeina and then I found out there was an animal sanctuary there. And then I met the cats there and then I met the people there. And then that's how I found other animals. On that point about the mythology and the guardianship of the animals, I think that's really important because animals are such a strong part of our psyches. And I think what the stray cats also represent is just the reality of our lives, the abandoned people and animals, but also the strength that these animals have in our own relationship to the world. And so it's something that can't be forgotten. And it's always important to remember that animals are also part of our lives, and cats in particular in Greece and other countries, of course. There's probably more cats than humans in Greece.
What do you think the cats teach us? What did you learn about human beings when you were filming cats, when you were in the presence of cats? Is it something that we cannot learn from other humans, but cats can teach us?
The thing about cats is they're one of those animals that, you know, we share a very close proximity to, for instance, for those of us that may have cats. But there's something about them that they just don't conform conform to what we want. And there's also a sort of a mysticism about them. They sort of can stare off into the distance and, you know, you don't know what they're thinking, and yet, you know, they're totally connected to us. They've learnt their behaviours in relationship to us, like they learned how to speak to us through meowing, you know, this kind of thing. But the other side of it, I think that's really important, is the film really has a deeper question around cruelty and tenderness, and how we as humans can be incredibly tender towards animals, but we also have this cruelty as well. And so it's an exploration of how people who have been the most dispossessed in our societies, particularly in Greece, how they have the courage to really care. And I think for me at the moment in this world, that importance of being tender, being caring, is so essential. And so you see it in relationship to the cats a lot, but I also saw it, of course, in relationship to the stray dogs. But a lot of the dogs in the city have disappeared more so, although they are still, of course, in the country. There's something about the human spirit that's kind of enlivened by taking care of animals. You can see the deep connection that human and animals can have. And you learn a lot from animals anyway, not just from cats.
And I'm glad you mentioned about what's happening in the world today. There is a lot of wars, there is a political division, there is a climate anxiety. There are things that you mention in your film. Can you go a little bit more specific? If you can share us one or two stories that surprised you or moved you.
There was one in particular. I went to the island of Tinos, and some of you may know the island of Tinos very well. It's the pilgrimage to the great church there where Mary appeared apparently at some point. I went there to sort of go on pilgrimage to my mother, and I met a pelican called Marcos. And Marcos the pelican has been living there with a family. He was left behind in a storm, so he was the only pelican on the island. And his own personality, his relationship to children, he loves people, something really unique about that particular animal, but also not so much about the bigger questions, but more about the small moments where people share joy and humour, and the way the community sort of just accepts him in a way. He's just kind of there.
Acropolis Cats completes your Greek trilogy alongside Dogs of Democracy and My Rebetika Blues. Greece seems to be a place that you return again and again. What does Greece give you as a filmmaker, as an artist, that you cannot find elsewhere or here in Australia?
In a way, the Homeric journey, the return, is always, I think, as a Greek, I think it's almost in your DNA. You kind of have this storytelling mode anyway. And I think being in the diaspora, like living in Australia, I mean, my family are Greek Egyptians, so we never really had a lot of time in Greece. And for me, it's almost making up time for my family and my family's history, and finding out about a place that I've actually not had much to do with. So the return is constantly a way of reinventing myself, my life, exploring those deep questions that affect us all. The universality of the stories are always there. But because I am Greek and because I am Australian, it's a way of me being able to explore relationships and connections. And I think that's what Greece gives me, as well as just that sort of classic history, I think, that we have. Other cultures have other amazing histories.
Of course.
But we have one in particular.
Do you feel you see Greece differently from those who live there every day? Because you're not going there as a tourist. You don't go there like to visit the mountains and the beaches. You live there. You meet people. Yeah. Day life it's not that easy as we think, okay? You're getting this stress, anxiety from people. Are you getting it?
Yes, definitely, yeah. I mean, I think the biggest changes, and I think on the one hand, of course, you can see the desire, and that's the tourism. I mean, it's fantastic to have so much tourism. But for people who live in the city, like Athens, who have been living there all of their lives, it's a very difficult situation because it's the villageness of it has become much more populated and difficult. The expenses have gone up. Mm-hmm. All of these things that are the underbelly of people's tourist experiences. Mm-hmm. And I think that is an important reality for people to realise, and how do you balance that? And I think the animals, the dogs sort of have in a way disappeared from the city life. Mm-hmm. I'm not blaming tourism, but I'm just saying there's been a change. Cats are there, but they're sort of, everybody's being affected, I think, in one mm-hmm. way or another.
So the film will be screened during the Melbourne Documentary Film Festival. I think the day of screening is Saturday, the 11th of July at 5 o'clock. Can you give us more details? And why should the Australian audience should come and watch your new film, Mary?
Because it's a fantastic film. because it's a film made of love and compassion. Yes, it's about kind of Greek stray cats, but it's not just about Greek stray cats. It's about stray cats here as well in Australia. It's about world issues that I think affect us all. And I think it's an enjoyable film. So that's why they should come. The trilogy will be screening on the Monday. So mm-hmm. you can see Cats, Dogs and the Blues on Monday.
We'll have all the information on the online article on SBS
Fantastic.
Greek. So
yep.
the last question, Mary, is mm-hmm. if the cats of Athens could speak directly to us, what do mm. you think they would say?
How are you going?
We're not going well, though.
I know. Well, I don't know actually what they would say, to tell you the truth, but I know what I would say. I'd say let's be more humble, let's take care, and let's find more joy. And that's what cats teach us.
Mary, is there anything else that you would like to add?
So I had the wonderful opportunity to record Jim Sklavounos from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. He's a percussionist and was in my Myron Bendigo Blues film. I always wanted to do a rendition of the Bob Dylan song Man Gave Name to All the Animals, and Jim did a wonderful version of that for the film, which is actually quite a powerful song. It's really about our relationship to a lot of things, but I enjoyed being in the studio with Jim, and he's also an amazing character.
Mary Zournazi, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it.
No, I love it. Thank you so much.
Κάντε like, μοιραστείτε, σχολιάστε, ακολουθήστε μας στο Facebook, στο SBS Greek.